It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Before we get to PMI, though, you were just saying that there was another mountain lion in Greeley?
Oh, yeah.
Because we just talked about the dude that threw the coffee at the mountain lion in Boulder.
Yeah,
because it had its dog.
Yeah, and so it looks like a Greeley police officer. Gotta love the fact that our computer...
Is it frozen?
My computer just froze.
It's all right. You can remember it. It was
A Greeley police officer shot and killed a mountain lion that came up onto a school. So this just happened recently as well. And remember, they say, yes, mountain lions are in our area because it's getting colder. The deer, the antelope, their prey, or the things they eat are coming down from the mountain and they're following them.
This is the dude punched the mountain lion.
Yeah.
The other guy threw coffee and now they had to shoot one. The mountain lions truly terrify me. That is one of the wild animals that I, you know, when we were up camping and stuff, because they're so quiet.
Oh, yeah.
And so sneaky, right, Josh?
Yeah.
I mean, they'll sneak up behind you and pounce on you.
Well,
terrifying. On school grounds, you guys. That's terrifying.
I know.
You don't want that near your children at all.
Why are they coming after us right now?
And you're right. Like, they are scary because you don't know how long they've been following you.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden, there's a mountain lion behind you, and he's probably been watching you for about a half hour. It's usually how it works. So
he's watching you.
Creepy.
Watching your every move.
Oh, my gosh.
Like the creepy guy in the office here that watches us walk around.
Yeah.
Just like that. All right, let's do some PMI. Every day we send you on your way with a positive story, a minus story, and something interesting. I believe, Joshy boy, you got to pee.
I got the pee today.
Got the pee.
This one's pretty cool because it also has some local ties as well. Denver's longest continuously ran fire station is now being recognized for its historical significance, and it's being added, you guys, to the National Register of Historic Places.
That's cool.
That's Denver a big deal.
It's a huge deal,
Which
honestly.
Which one is it? I want to look it up.
Denver's Fire Station number 3. It is located in Five Points neighborhood. And it's the city's only all-black firehouse when it opened in 1931 all the way to 1957, making it the only fire station where black firefighters could work at that time. So, station number 3 has been, and still is, a cornerstone of Five Points neighborhood. Which, did you guys know that Five Points is called The Points? I didn't know that was its little nickname over there. Yeah, they call it The Points. I just live at The Points, which is kind of funny. And it's cool because the area that it is in right now has been redeveloped. Obviously, 1931 was a long time ago, so the whole area has been redeveloped. But they have kept the fire station.
It's pretty cool, actually.
The exact same fire station since 1931. So it's this red brick fire station that just stands out from all the other modern-looking buildings now. And yeah, so that's pretty cool.
It is neat. I'm looking at the street view, and yeah, there's like a really bougie looking modern kind of apartment building right next door to it. Extremely modern looking. And then dink this little one door fire station.
I love the
one
way
bay
it looks,
fire
man.
Station.
Yeah,
it's
one
really
bay
neat.
Fire station. It's a small one, but you guys, for about 20 plus years, it was the only place for African American black firefighters to work there until they were able to expand all throughout Denver, which I think is really cool. They had that one spot there. And yeah, it's been there since 1931, continuously ran.
And in true firefighter fashion, I'm looking at the back patio and there's a grill sitting there.
Yeah. Of course there is.
Firefighters be grilling, bro.
Always, man. Yeah. I love it.
Well, that's pretty neat. That is a positive story.
Yeah,
so
it is.
Thanks for that, Joshy boy.
Absolutely.
All right, who got the minus?
I've got the minus, and it is Waterfall Wednesday.
Oh, that's right. Katie's really into waterfalls,
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah, so they closed my favorite waterfall.
Oh.
This week just
gets
better.
What happened? Was there a mountain lion up there?
I know. It's so bad. Boulder Falls, this is the first place I ever saw a waterfall. Have you been there, either one of you?
No, we have a life.
Stop it.
I'm just goofing, Katie. I'm just goofing.
I'll never forget the first time I rolled up to that. I was like, this is in Colorado. We are this
lucky.
What
makes it so special?
It's a waterfall. It's amazing. So the one about Boulder Falls that I love is that you can drive up to it, and then it's just a short walk to the base of the falls. So we're talking like 0.3 mile, if that. But it is on that walk that apparently the rocks that come off the mountain, you know, they have those big nets that catch the rocks.
That's right.
Rock mitigation. Apparently, there is some kind of damage to that with all the weather that we've gotten recently.
Ooh.
So they had to close the trail, the walking path leading up to Boulder Falls. And if you've been there, you know you can't see it from the road fully. So you do have to kind of walk up. There it is, frozen.
It's frozen.
Josh is looking
it's
at
majestic.
It frozen.
Hmm.
Frozen waterfall will change your life.
Waterfall.
It is. It's beautiful.
But the rocks ruined it.
No, yeah. Well, this time, but they'll have
I'm
it back.
I'm telling you,
open.
The mountain lions were up there pushing the rocks off.
That's what they did.
You think the mountain lions?
They're coming after us, Katie. This is going to be a thing. You guys watch.
Yeah.
It's going to be a thing from here on out.
That's actually not the you know, craziest thing I've heard, even today.
The mountain lions are taking over,
yeah,
you guys.
The mountain lions made the waterfall closed.
So now what?
Now what
with the waterfall?
It'll be closed for a while. There is no timetable of when this is going to open. And the wet weather and the thawing is coming now, right? So now everything's starting to
back
thaw
up.
Out.
Yeah.
So they're going to see even more of this. I'd say at least through the end of the month, we'll probably see Boulder Falls closed. But you can always head to CPW's website. They always have a list of, things that are closed, trails that are closed and whatnot. BoulderColorado.gov will also have that list of closures for you. All but right. A little sad that the Boulder Falls, you can't make your way up to it. It's a good thing I've seen it like
30 times.
There's
plenty more, right? There's plenty more falls.
There are 82 named waterfalls in the state of Colorado.
Plenty more to go to.
What? How many have you been to, Katie? Do you know?
I've been to 26.
Oh, so you got a ways to go, though.
Pretty good.
I'm trying to make my way through all of it, but yeah, I've been to 26 of the. It's actually 81 waterfalls named waterfalls.
What happened to the 82nd?
I don't know.
Like Pluto did it. I was like Pluto did it lose
dried up.
I was thinking basketball games, and then I'm like, no, that's basketball games. 81 is the waterfalls. So yeah, there we go.
Katie thinking basketball.
Correction.
All right, I got the eye, you guys for the interesting story. The story is talking about how parenting is not easy. It is not easy.
Newsflash.
This is refreshing, I know, right? There's a new study out that is suggesting that a key to good parenting is humor.
Yes, da, 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 da.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Being playful, being silly, laughing a lot, maybe joking about stressful situations kind of helps you deal with those. And one of the main things about being a silly parent is using dad jokes, Katie.
Oh.
There it is with your nacho cheese.
Yes, there it
yes.
is.
There it is.
Even though they roll their eyes, it's good for them.
Yeah.
They laugh. It's
awesome.
Funny.
Yeah,
it's funny.
True. They say 72% of parents believe humor can be an effective parenting tool, and they plan on using it when they parent their own children. And yes, all day long I do that
Absolutely.
At home. And I usually get yelled at by Knick Knack when I do it because it's something inappropriate usually. But yeah, dad jokes.
Can
like
I
that.
Can
yeah.
I tell you something really quick about what? So using humor in like situations and parenting and stuff? When I was young, if I would get in trouble, sometimes my mom would just be like, "I'm gonna have your dad handle this." I would make my dad laugh in the situation. He goes, "I can't discipline him or anything when I'm laughing. I can't be mad at him if I'm laughing at him." And I would get out of so many things that I should have been in trouble for because I would make my dad laugh.
Good for you,
and
man.
He's like, I can't
punish
round
him. You're hilarious, kid.
He's like, "I'm laughing." And so he would go to my mom, and she's like, "Oh, honey, you need to do this." And he's like, "He's making me laugh. I can't do it." So I got out of so much stuff
good
when I was
you.
A kid.
Pro tip, kid.
Yeah.
Be funny.
Seriously.
You be funny as well.
It works both
so
ways.
Good.
I got a couple of jokes for you. What did the janitor say when he jumped out of the closet?
What?
Supplies! When
good.
Two vegans get in an argument, is it still called a beef?
Hey!
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
No, it's a tofu.
Doesn't work.
Come on.
What do you
Almost.
Call a fish wearing a bow tie?
What?
So fish-dicated.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.